Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
No one should have to decide if they can afford life-saving care. Expanding Medicaid would bring billions in federal funding back to our state. It helps stabilize rural hospitals providing critical care. Text BETTER to 46839.
Fans from every SEC school and beyond. The latest morning headlines and sports talk hosts that call it like they see it. Welcome to the People's Sports Talk Show. Contact the guys at 331-2508 on the Elite Realty text line. Now, here's today's edition of Mississippi Sports Today.
Yeah, better believe it. Almost to the finish line of the work week. It is Thursday, y'all. The February 20th edition of Mississippi Sports Today, live from the ServPro studio and presented by Tupelo Coca-Cola, featuring our trio of Thursday hosts. It's always wild to have these Mo, Curly, and Larry in.
Hey,
who's who?
I resemble that remark.
David Dillard back for another session today.
Glad to have filled in yesterday for Boots. It was good.
Get a double dose of David Dillard today.
Yes.
Appreciate you being here.
Make sure you've had your shots.
we had a touching birthday celebration for Tom yesterday.
We did. It was awesome. It
brought tears to my eyes.
Yes.
And it was great to have
also
Tom
found out that yesterday was Keith Kessinger, one of the members of the first family of baseball in Ole Miss.
Mm-hmm.
It was his birthday yesterday.
Yes. Oh. Awesome. Okay. Alongside today, teaching professional Tupelo Country Club and alpine skier Drew Bell. Fresh off of...
No shorts today.
Alpine skier.
No shorts today.
All right. Drew had some fun in the icy weather. We're going to talk about that in a minute here. Video.
And even though it's snowed outside and it's cold outside, mm-hmm. lessons are still inside, and we're still rocking it.
Nice temp in the simulator, about 70.
It's working on it. Yesterday was tough. The wind was blowing into the garage a little bit.
Oh, God.
So I had three space heaters going on at once and knocked the power out a couple times.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you should conserve energy. They're telling us, by the way, Tennessee Valley and Tom Bigby and everybody telling us to conserve energy.
I had a play-by-play person who shall not be named, who's not in this room, knock us off the air at baseball one time because they plugged up two space heaters and knocked the whole booth off.
There you go. I had no idea the power of a space heater.
Yeah. Also, in with us today, our good friend Will Ched Cheddarman Kohlmeyer.
Good morning.
You and Drew from Michigan and Wisconsin should have moved further south. Right. You realize that today.
How did we do this, Drew? Yeah. I didn't know. I don't know how we. I mean, I walked, and I know this sounds cliche, but I walked to school every day from kindergarten to eighth grade.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I asked Tina this morning, I said, how did I do that? And she said,
"Dad couldn't crank the Model T for you up front, or
yeah,
what?"
Exactly. But Tina preferred to go the route of you were young and dumb, you know. And I'm like, I didn't really expect that answer from her. But
what's it like walking to school in Wisconsin?
It's cold
when you're the third grade.
Kindergarten.
It's like, below zero too. It didn't matter if it's snowing, cold. Raining?
They would turn your folks into DHS if that happened now.
That little Kohlmeyer boy's walking down the street again.
He's got his little brother and little sister with him. Yeah,
Will,
exactly.
We should take them a meal.
They just don't have anything.
Yeah. Poor Kohlmeyers.
Yeah. Will, if we had a dime for having time, you and I probably... Why are you cold? You're from Wisconsin. Why are you cold? You're from Michigan.
Yeah.
I mean, I would be so rich.
Yeah, we'd and the be thing is, fillets like, all today.
We don't understand. Yeah. Like, everybody doesn't understand out there. If you're from Mississippi, most of you are, we had years of abuse. When you have years of abuse, you cover up. You cover up. Yeah. We put our coats on, and we are cold.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Man, it was...
It's bad.
Still
it's crazy.
Fresh in blood, even though you...
I think my blood has thinned out, though, through the years. I mean, I'm first 21 and a half years up there, and now 41.
Could be all the meds you're on, too.
That has something to do with it, yeah.
Give me late July all day over this.
I'll take mowing. I'll mow my yard three times a week bug bites and everything else. I'll take it.
I will weed eat the backyard completely with scissors if I have to in the heat just to get out of this.
Yeah. All right. I asked earlier the question, the record low for February 20th on this date, the record low all time as recorded by, I guess, meteorologists in Tupelo.
We have to guess?
Yes.
We've already guessed.
Oh, 9.
I said -2 before the show, and David said 6.
You said -2, Will?
Yes, sir.
David said six.
Yes. Six.
All right.
And
nine.
Drew said nine.
Nine.
Price is Right rules. Drew is the closest.
Without going, did he go over?
No. 13.
Ooh, 13.
Wow. I thought
you win
be...
a new car.
Look
at
that.
Good job.
1978. I remember that
Here,
day.
Drew, take this pen.
Yeah. Oh, thank
you.
1978, you were in high school. No. Yes.
No, eighth grade.
Eighth grade.
Yeah.
Okay.
I fed the livestock that day and then walked to school. And it was
okay.
All right.
What was the year
that I said?
78.
78. Yes, yeah. I remember that year.
True story, though, we had to go to school one time, and the plows couldn't make it out on the road in college. And I remember walking and through three feet of snow, and it was just horrendous. I'm like, what? The plows can't even make it out, and here I am. I was trying to be a plow. It was bad.
Yeah. No, that's not a good equation.
We'd love for you to say hello, as several have already.
This is a sports show, we promise.
Yep.
Yes.
We'll get to it. The Elite Realty text line. Say hello at 331-2508, brought to you by Elite Realty. I've got a tea time at Backswings for tomorrow. One of our listeners says,
there you go.
Checked in. Yep. You'll love it. What course do you recommend?
Okay. So, my opinion is this: when you're playing a simulator and you get in the trees, it's really hard to tell where the limbs are to get a feel of getting out of the trees. So, I always recommend a course that's more linksy. It's more fun. You go across the pond. You play courses you've never played.
Play the old course.
Don't play in an American course. Play the old course the first time. If you're above 10 handicap. Pretty easy. You can hit it everywhere. The caddy will find it for you, and you'll hit it again.
Okay.
So have fun some playing.
That's
some
a great
courses.
Suggestion.
Great point.
Yes. And,
because a lot of us find the trees.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And in jail, right?
Can't see the forest for the trees.
All right. Vince Lombardi has told the Packers that cold is a state of mind, Jerry in Pontotoc says.
Jerry, go stand outside in shorts for about 10 minutes.
I think I can hear Coach Lombardi saying that.
Exactly. All right. We'll continue with your comments, but we have a big story out of the SEC action last night in men's play, guys. To storm or not to storm? Number 15, Missouri, takes down the fourth-ranked Alabama Crimson Tide. We were sort of scratching our heads about Alabama being 1.5-point favorite. Well, Vegas knows. 110-98.
Yeah. 110 points.
Just shows you how many points you got to score to beat Alabama. Alabama puts up the numbers.
Yeah, you can
every game. You got to get over 100 to
track
beat them.
Meet. Yeah. It's a track meet. But with 1.5 seconds left in the game, Dennis Gates, the coach of Missouri, grabbed the PA mic and emphatically told the crowd, 15,000 strong, stay off the court. Missouri's already been fined $250 after the Kansas game. So they faced a $500,000 fine.
Yeah, it's and it goes back. It goes back to football too. You storm the court in any sport. It goes throughout the sports year. So if they stormed during football, and then you do it twice in basketball, that first one in basketball is going to hit you for the $500,000 fine too.
Wow,
it's not just per sport.
Mm. Well, did it work? Did the fans listen to the coach?
Yeah, they stayed put. And you know what he said also? We need that money to go to NIL.
There you go. That's interesting.
That's a true statement.
But it's not how it works.
It's not how it works at all.
The school can't put that money into NIL.
Not supposed to.
He may have been joking. At any rate.
Hey, Craig, nobody wants to play Missouri right now.
No.
You get Missouri in the tournament, second. Let's say they get a 4 seed. You're matched up with them in the second round. You don't want Missouri right now.
Yeah.
No, not
say
at
that
all.
About
oh, I saw
a lot of teams.
We talked about it a couple weeks ago when I saw what they did to Ole Miss up there and then what they did to Mississippi State at the hump. The next week, we talked about it on that next show. You know, we were like, we don't want any part. I mean, no. Missouri, are you kidding me? I was all in.
What, they had 58 at halftime yesterday too? It was wild.
So Mississippi State, after the big win over Texas A&M on Tuesday, was not fined. After, and I don't know if you technically call that a court storming, right? Because the students were sort of roped off, and then after the players and officials had left the court, they came on and celebrated the victory.
Which is legal.
Yeah.
Ole Miss does it.
Oh.
No harm, no foul.
Once the officials and the players are off the court, I mean, they put a rope across the student section, hold everybody back, then they come out and everybody takes a picture with Beard. It's kind of a big deal, and that stops the court storming, which is really smart because I mean, in these arenas, the players are from me to you, from the court. Yeah. And, I mean, the fans aren't. It doesn't take you very long to get on the court.
Yeah. Apparently, Vandy has not gotten a memo on this court.
Well, you have to climb some stairs to get on Vandy's court, too. So
they've been fined almost $1 million this season, wow. 750K for three separate storms. By the way, the money is paid, as I understand it, to the opponent.
It actually comes out of the conference stipend that we all get every year. So there's Vandy will have $750,000 less money coming to them from the conference, which is the TV package, bowl revenue, all that goes into one big pile, and everybody gets a giant check every year. And so that money will go to the other schools that were the victims, quote unquote, of the court storming.
Ah.
Hmm. So it's not like Vandy went out and the CFO cut a check and handed it to him at the bus and sent him on down the road. It's just money you don't get that you would get.
So, kind of that way. So delay the storm.
Delay the storm.
Hmm. All right.
Makes sense.
Elsewhere last night, Kentucky, convincing win over Vandy. Ole Miss's next opponent.
That's right.
Number 17, Wildcats, 82.
Don't feel good about that game.
82-61 winners. Auburn got a scare from the Hogs last night.
Only beat them by 7, 67-60. But we talked about it last week, how Coach Cal has got those guys, they've turned that corner.
Yeah. Does anybody know the average age of a player on Auburn's team?
Like 36?
Close, 23.
Really?
And that's the whole team. I mean, that's freshmen.
Wow.
That's two freshmen that are sitting at the end of the bench. That's what's the
experience.
Average age of the Oklahoma City Thunder, that's the number one team in the NBA? 24.
Wow.
Our offense for the Packers has to be about 23. That's a nice nugget there,
thank
Drew.
You.
It's a great nugget.
So yeah. Auburn is
he kind of held that back too.
I mean, kind of waited for the right time, and then boom. Yeah.
Auburn's. That's why Auburn is scary, is because they're experienced.
Yes.
You get them in the NCAA tournament, and they're going to know how to beat you.
That's a key.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no doubt about that.
And Auburn is so good and so deep that if something they're doing is not working, they just change, and they've got multiple tools in their tool belt. It's not just one guy or two guys.
Exactly.
I mean, it's just like, hey, okay, they're smoking that dude. We're just going to go over here and start doing this, and that's how they win.
Yeah. Plan B, plan C.
Nate has checked in. Update us on where the 2A quarterfinals move to. Good question, Nate. We'll effort that. That's like hitting a hole in one and waiting to celebrate when you get home. That's right.
Well, if you hit a hole in one and then you had to pay the guy playing with you an extra $5,000 because you made the hole in one.
Yeah, you went bananas.
That's more of a bummer.
Yeah, that's true. You had to pay all your partners. Well, you have to buy beer. I know that.
You'd wait till you got home and celebrate. If I'm playing with y'all and I make a hole in one and I've got to pay you each $5,000, I'm going to wait.
Probably not.
Get home.
Yeah.
Okay. DD Cheddar. Good etiquette, bad etiquette. You make a hole in one, you go to the men's grill. You don't tell anybody and go home.
No.
Bad.
Doesn't happen.
Bad etiquette.
No, word gets back to the pro shop before you get there.
Bad etiquette. Yeah. What if you just go to the parking lot? Bad
just etiquette. Leave.
Bad etiquette.
You make the ace, you pay the bill.
Yeah.
I think it's so euphoric. I mean, I've never felt that. I mean,
I would not know
Drew,
know the
how many have you had?
I've had a couple, yeah.
Couple of
I've
them.
Had a couple.
I've, I would never know the feeling.
I don't know that feeling
so
either.
So you don't know the exact number?
I have had two.
Okay.
A couple, two.
All right.
That's a couple.
I haven't had one in a while, and it's bugging me, and Craig's had one recently, and I want one.
I wouldn't expect another from me anytime soon.
There's no danger in the middle seat here, I can promise.
Yeah. Let's look ahead as we get into the last five games remain for all the SEC men's teams in regular season play. Mississippi State, as we mentioned, at Oklahoma, noon on Saturday. State winners of two in a row, as we know, over ranked teams, so a good – you know, right now, we talked about yesterday, they're in a really good spot headed to Norman.
State has a great five-game finishing schedule. I mean, that's
you afraid
that's
of
where
a little,
you, it's where you want to be, though.
Are you afraid of a little letdown here, Dawgs?
That's what I was saying.
I'm concerned
about coming out and laying like a big-time egg.
Oklahoma will play like the 76 Indiana Hoosiers Saturday.
but Jans,
right?
Yeah. Jans has got these guys playing, and Hubbard has gotten out of whatever slump he was in. State is a force to be reckoned with right now.
And remaining for the Bulldogs after Oklahoma at Bama. And then the rest, you know?
Could happen.
They host LSU and Texas.
Mm-hmm. And Arkansas is tough.
At Arkansas is going to be. So I sprinkled,
especially the way they were playing now.
Yeah, 3-2 for this remaining five for State.
Very fair.
I think
very
that fair. Would be, yeah. I think Coach Jans would take 3-2.
Seems real.
Yeah.
Ole Miss will travel to Vandy, of course, 2:30 tip. We'll have the airtime for you at 2. Rebels have won 3 of the last 4. Vandy's lost 4 of 5 and 3 in a row. What's left for the Rebs, guys?
Well, it doesn't get any easier coming up. They got to go to Auburn. Then they host Oklahoma.
Host Oklahoma, host Tennessee, and then go to Florida. I think this off week has come at the perfect time because they looked tired against Mississippi State. They were flat. I don't know. It was a very, you could tell just the whole feeling was everybody was flat. So I think the rest is going to be a good thing at the right time.
I mean, look, Davey, you're not obviously, we're not sitting here looking at Florida, thinking those are wins. So that home game against Oklahoma, that home game against Tennessee, that's the biggest game of the season right now. It's that home game against Tennessee.
Correct.
Place is going to be rocking.
I don't feel great about Vandy this weekend, but I mean, you never know what's going to happen at Vandy.
Yeah.
I could see 3-2.
I'd take 3-2 and run with it.
I think, if you're honest, I think 3-2 is a very good outcome.
100%.
Yeah. Nate, I think what has possibly happened is they have rescheduled those games, so it's quarterfinal games for Northeast. So I would assume that's the case.
Okay.
You know what's frustrating, and we've talked about it before, and you know this, Will, as well as anybody, obtaining information.
Oh.
On high school sports.
Oh, my goodness. How many times did we get burned by that? We're like...
If somebody has web design experience and knows how to market something, there is a vacuum for high school sports.
There's a void there.
Yeah. High school sports
accurate update, updated schedule, scores.
Like,
I'm sorry, the local outlets, including us, don't do a great job of covering. There's so many teams and so many things to cover in the high school athletic association's website.
It's horrible.
Stinks. Mm-hmm.
And you got Max Preps is about the only other thing.
And it's rarely accurate.
Yeah.
Usually it's not up to date.
If someone would take high school sports and treat it like these fan sites at the SEC schools, the Hale State, the jeans with the old jeans page at Mississippi State. And
yeah.
So Nate brings up a great question, and all I can see is that the semifinals are scheduled for Jackson in 2A and boys and girls on the 26th. No mention of what's going on right now with that. So, Nate, apologize. We'll try to get that. 2A quarterfinals at Boonville High School tonight, we understand, from one of our listeners who said hello, who's on that. Thank you very much.
Awesome. Maybe they want to
start
a website.
It takes a village.
It does take a village. But just think back in the day when we didn't even have the phone. You know, we relied on, information. And then sometimes the coach, I forgot. You know, we would send somebody to cover a game. Oh, yeah, we had to switch that around a little bit. And then you're like.
They want you to come cover the game, and then they forget to call in the score. They always forget to call in the score.
Especially
when they lose.
Losses.
They lose, yeah.
Every
time.
And because I would talk to a coach, okay, coach, what's that record with that win tonight? Okay, we improved to 9-6. I'm like, you've lost six games? I didn't know you've lost six games. I only talked to you when
remember,
wins.
I can remember the days of the assignment desk calling, like, the local police department to find out, see if they
get
the score of the game.
Can you get us a score?
Because dispatcher at the police department probably knows the score of the football game.
Got to communicate better on these things. Johnny, the OJD, Johnny Davis, has confirmed that the 2A games tonight move to Boonville High School. Thank you.
I bet Johnny's getting his steps in these
a little bit.
Yes.
All right, Mr. West said hello and offers this trivia question for us today from the NFL. Who's the only coach to take four different teams to the playoffs? He said probably too easy. I said probably not.
Probably not four teams.
Teams. As a head coach.
As a head coach. Okay. Four teams.
Yeah. About a little bit. Okay. Chew on that. If you think
that.
You know, hit us up. 331-25.
It should be obvious.
08.
But it's like not like a Bill Parcells.
Bill Parcells is the first
kind of,
name. It's kind of tugging at me, but I don't know.
It's the only one I'm thinking
of. I don't know. All right. Big weekend this weekend, and as we said, for Ole Miss and Mississippi State. But let's look at the other games before we head to break. Good one in College Station, 11 a.m. Saturday. Yeah. Number 6, Tennessee at number 7 for the moment, Texas A&M.
That's intriguing.
That's going to be a dogfight, right? Georgia at Auburn, who had a close call last night against Arkansas. That's a 3 o'clock tip on Saturday. Number 2, Florida just keeps rolling at LSU. They're a 63-point favorite in this game. Kidding.
They got it rolling.
Hey. Kentucky got the win last night against Alabama in Tuscaloosa at 5 o'clock on Saturday. And then the Missouri Tigers coming off maybe their best win of the year, going into Cal's house.
7 bells, that tip off.
Yeah, at Arkansas. Yeah. Texas at South Carolina, last game of the night.
And that's something, that's only one game in the entire SEC schedule that has, that doesn't have at least one team ranked. And that's Texas and South Carolina, the only matchup with two unranked teams.
And maybe, guys, with the exception of LSU, all these home teams are pretty dangerous.
Oh, yeah.
They can bite you.
Hey, did you guys see that? How did that old guy get in the Auburn student section last night? You see him?
I did not see him.
I didn't see it.
I mean, I don't know. It's all these students, and then there's some dudes.
Some dude just hanging out.
Like 75 years old.
Maybe he's gone back and taking classes.
He might be an
adult learner. Yeah, he could be an adult learner.
That's right.
Non-traditional.
Something none of us in this room.
I'm sorry.
Maybe he's actually like 21, but he's just living hard.
Yeah, I was just going to say a lot of miles on him in his first 21 years.
Did South Carolina get their first win against Texas? First win of the season against Texas?
You would think one of these days it's going to happen. For
I'm going to go with yes.
I'm going to say the Texas women could beat South Carolina.
They probably could.
Is that chauvinist?
The Texas women come to Starkville next week.
The Texas women probably could beat the Texas men.
Yes.
You know? All right. We're going to head to break. We're going to come back. We're going to have the baseball wrap for you and tell you about one of the most exciting things going on in the wide world of sports, at least today, the nation's face-off. Hockey tonight, gentlemen.
I'm interested.
Yes. USA.
I'm in.
Versus Canada, huh?
I'm in.
A little bit going on between those countries.
Yeah.
The 51st state.
I've
heard they're threatening to secede from the union.
There's a story developing.
I don't know if there's any truth to it. Back with David, Will, Ted Centerman, and Drew in the house on this Thursday edition of Mississippi Sports Today. It's Bobby Bascom from Automedic. Bobby, when you say we speak the language, what does that mean?
Just that, Craig. We speak foreign imports language, specializing in BMW, Mercedes, Audi, Lexus.
You mean you speak BMW?
Wir sprechen Deutsch.
Gesundheit!
Translation? We speak German imports, and we're local, so there's no need to drive hours to your dealer. Automedic 3552, Jeff Homan Boulevard in Tupelo. Reach us at 844-9379. We speak the language at Automedic.
Hi, this is Brian Rigby, owner of ServPro of Tupelo. ServPro is the nation's leader in cleaning and restoration. But here at home, we're more than that. We're neighbors helping neighbors, friends taking care of friends. Whether it's storm, flood, or fire damage, our pros will make it like it never even happened. Our staff has over 150 years combined experience in residential and commercial projects. Visit ServPro.com or call 690-6502. ServPro of Tupelo, here in your community, here to help.
Join hands with us as we fill the bowls of the less fortunate at the 2025 Empty Bowls Luncheon on Wednesday, March 5th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Tupelo Furniture Market Building 5 or the Canteen at Renaissance Bank downtown. Tickets are $20 and can be purchased at Midnight Pottery, Sweet Tea and Biscuits, Room to Room Furniture, Wakefield Jewelry, Stones Jewelry, Reed's Bookstore, or Social Services at the Salvation Army. There'll be a bake sale and items for purchase at Steals and Deals. Proceeds benefit our local Salvation Army. For more information or to volunteer, call Lisa at 662-213-7000.
Why drive to your next concert, ball game, or trip to the airport when you can travel with convenience and luxury with Celebrity Sprinters? Call 662-584-5775 or visit us on the web at celebritysprinters.com.
It's Mark Ewan with Farm Bureau Insurance Lee County. Mark, baseball is here.
One of my favorite times of the year. And our team at Farm Bureau want to wish our Lee County Diamond and Lady Diamond teams the very best this season. We're in the baseball capital of the nation. Go Rebels, go Bulldogs, and go Golden Eagles. We know that great teams have consistency, attention to details, and a passion for the game. We have five tools at every position.
The home team.
Give us a call at 662-842-7034, and let's have the best season ever from our team at Farm Bureau Insurance Lee County. Go with the home team.
What are you people?
Who are you?
Featuring a different lineup of hosts every day and your comments on the Elite Realty text line. This is the People's Sports Talk Show. Now, back to more of Mississippi Sports Today on Super Talk 101.9.
Welcome back. Happy Thursday to Friday Junior, as we call it, inside the Surf Pro Studio with our good buddies David Diller, Drew Belk, Will Kohlmeyer, and you via the Elite Realty text line 331-2508. We are stumped on this trivia question.
Gosh.
Probably too easy.
I don't mean maybe.
I have the answer.
The only coach to lead four different teams.
Four different teams.
To the playoffs. Playoffs? Tim Mora.
No. Turd Ferguson.
No, not Turd Ferguson, which is my online username for any game I play.
Funny name.
Funny Turd name.
Turd Ferguson.
Funny name.
All right, we got a couple of did you hears before we get to the baseball here. Former Illinois guard Terrence Shannon Jr.
Mm-hmm.
And you heard about what happened Saturday during a jersey retirement ceremony there in Champaign. Right, so they had this special day for Terrence Shannon Jr., who just went through about a year and a half of court proceedings, accused of a sexual crime that he ended up being found not guilty for. So, at any rate, so everyone's there. Family,
never convicted.
Never convicted. So they hang this kid's number zero jersey upside down in the rafters.
I mean, who was in that meeting?
To the embarrassment.
Can we not have a meeting beforehand?
You just clip it to the thing and you lift it up. It's not that hard.
No. Sounds like one of my kids did this. They ended up
some marketing intern that they just, hey, go hang this jersey up. We're gonna
exactly.
Marketing an assistant. Intern, and he's like, okay. I mean, you don't follow up because it can't be that hard, right?
And then
you had one job.
Could you imagine the person talking to the marketing? You hung it upside down. I did. Yes. Did you not look at it? No.
No.
What?
Yeah. Were you upside down when you were doing it?
Barely. There should have been a rehearsal.
Yes.
At any rate, this happened at halftime during their game in Michigan State Saturday, and they lost the game 79-65. They have since lost a game to Wisconsin.
They sure did. And you know what? We had lost 9 straight games against the Illini.
How many?
So that felt good. 9.
9.
After we had won 15 in a row against the Illini. Then we lose 9 in a row.
Okay.
And then we won last.
We're talking about Illinois.
Oh, that's right.
Now. Right. Gosh.
You set me up. Yeah, I felt we were playing volleyball.
You said the W word, and he had to go.
Oh, man. My eyes lit up like saucers.
My apologies.
Yes, I mean, everyone. He is wearing a Wisconsin jersey.
He is. I got the pullover. Wearing it proudly.
Now, representing. Yep. Shannon currently plays for the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Yes, he does.
And he addressed the matter on social media, did something very clever. He displayed a T-shirt that had his number and whatever upside down. So the T-shirt's got the logo upside down. I think it's got some sort of message on it, right?
It's good.
And the proceeds from the sale of these shirts will benefit the Boys and Girls Club there in Champaign, Illinois.
You know, and that's an example of what to do.
What to do with
when
it's great.
Make chicken salad.
When life throws you lemons and
make
some
chicken lemonade.
Salad.
Make
and
chicken
good salad. For Terrence. Yeah, make some chicken salad.
With some
salad.
Lemon in it.
But my question, though, Drew,
out of it.
But Drew, but he wore, I thought, zero was his jersey. So upside down, you can't tell if it's right up or
but
down.
You got to look at the logo.
And the logo, though.
Name.
Yeah, that's it.
His name is on there.
Oh, yeah. All of that included. I thought it was just like the number. I thought I heard the number.
They thought his name
I didn't get a lot of sleep last night. I apologize.
Instead of Shannon, they thought it was Snonaha.
Who's he?
We're retiring Snonaha's jersey today.
Yeah, I remember that guy.
Snonaha.
All right, here's
best
another
friend
story.
Is UConn Jack up there in northern Canada.
Here's
another
story that you may have missed, guys. The Chilean burglary ring.
Yep. Of course.
Yeah. That was apprehended and busted for the lucrative break-ins of famous professional athletes. All over the country, this happened. I think there's like a dozen athletes. Among them, Mahomes.
Yep, Patrick.
Kelsey. Burrows.
Lock your doors, Kohlmeyer.
Donich.
Oh, yeah.
Donich got hit. An unnamed Memphis, I don't know why they didn't give his name, unnamed Memphis athlete where over $1 million worth of items were stolen. I wonder who that was.
Yeah.
The FBI said Joe Burrows had security at his home walking around the property and still got broken into.
That dude was asleep. I guarantee you that guy was asleep.
Apparently, these guys were high level. Oh, and they used very sophisticated equipment to get into the homes. They monitored where the security people were. That's why you need ASI and Tom Massengill.
That's right.
And his team.
There you go.
The security guy would walk to the front driveway. They'd break in the back, rob him blind, sneak out unscathed. They were fencing this stuff at a pawn shop in New York City.
That happened down in Madison, Mississippi recently. Some big restaurant guy was having a big grand opening, and they just went to his house and cleaned him out.
I know where you're going to be.
Yeah, I know where you're going to be.
That's why I tell Rhonda, not that we're on that level, but I'm like, never post our vacation pictures while we're still
there. I was wondering why that people did
that. Hey, headed to Disney for 10 days.
Yes.
Here's my security code. Yeah. They got caught.
I know you'll see the mail piled up out front, but don't think anything about
that. In the newspapers. They may have not even been caught, but they were posting selfies on some iCloud account, and that's where they got busted.
I love the people who steal somebody's game camera, and it still takes pictures of them all the way to their house. You know this person? You know, you see the car they're driving, they're going to lunch and everything.
I'll post something about where I am the day after. And I'll always get texts from people. Oh, I see you there. You're not in Tupelo? I'm like, yeah, I'm in Tupelo. Well, why are you there? I'm like, well, you don't have
safety
to.
First. That's right. Yes. Safety first for those posts. First, be careful what you put out there in the world. There's some kooks.
That's actually a nice PSA, a nice public service announcement,
there
Craig.
There we go.
We give you everything here on MST.
We do it all.
Yep. College baseball resumes tomorrow. It's the 3-1 Mississippi State Bulldogs suffering that shutout loss Tuesday night. The hands of Southern will host the Missouri State.
I think Bears, aren't they?
Bears.
Yeah.
Way to go, Will. Yeah.
Former Missouri State was formerly
Southeast Missouri.
Southwest.
Southwest Missouri.
Okay. Good to know.
Springfield, Missouri.
They're 2-1 nice on area. The season. The birthplace of basketball, by the way. Friday's game 4, Saturday game's 2. Sunday game 1.
What?
No, it's at Springfield, Illinois.
Yeah, it's like
Springfield somewhere.
It's Springfield, Massachusetts. I think.
It's Springfield. No. It's Springfield.
Springfield.
Springfield, Missouri is where it's Pearl Harbor Day every year on the 7th.
That's right.
Every month.
I think you're right. Massachusetts.
Massachusetts.
Yeah, it's not Springfield, Missouri.
Springfield, the home of the Simpsons.
It's a nice area.
Will's looking at me and I'm like, do you want to tell him?
No, I don't.
Just let me believe what I want.
That's fine. Yeah. Just whatever you do, you bundle up if you're going to the game. I mean, it's
cold.
Going to be brutal.
Friday will be the worst of the three.
Yes.
By Sunday, we ought to have temps near 60.
Monday's shorts and T-shirts at 70.
Yeah. Yeah. And Tuesday.
The Rebs take on Eastern Kentucky.
Colonels.
Yes.
Indeed. I called an Eastern Kentucky football game against Troy a couple years ago.
There we go.
Remember the nicknames.
Rebs, of course, 3-1 on the season. Friday 4, Saturday 1:30, Sunday noon.
Friday.
That was a close one there the other day.
Moved.
How about
Friday got moved?
It may get moved.
Why?
Talk about that game
earlier just to get
it
done,
over with.
Get it done.
You were
get it done in the sunshine. Yeah, get it over with.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Directing that one the other night against Arkansas State after that impressive weekend.
Yeah.
That was a little bit of a scare.
Oh. Yeah, bonus baseball on the first day.
Yeah. Yep, 10th inning.
Uttermark stealing home. Suicide squeeze, how about that?
That was something. Keith Kessinger was on that
Keith
call,
Kessinger on the call?
Yeah, with Jake. Yeah. And, you know, and that was a big deal. I mean, because, of course, Keith used to coach at Arkansas State.
Yeah.
And then he was with me that night where Ole Miss had that triple steal. Who was that against Alcorn State?
Oh, man.
Peyton.
Classic call.
What was it? Chatagnier.
Chatagnier.
Was it Chatagnier?
Yeah.
And so then the other night, though,
I was saying Peyton Bergotch, but that's volleyball. So that's fine. Not play baseball.
Two sports star.
All right.
Sorry, Craig. We got off on another.
That's okay.
That's another rabbit.
Now, I'm
that's
awake
the
now.
Seventh
Has
of
anyone
the,
guessed the
I'm
question?
Good.
Has anyone guessed the question yet?
Actually, there has been a guess for Bill Parcells.
No.
That's a really good guess.
It is
who
we
initially
not
thought.
Correct.
Morning, guys. Somber day around the swamp. Man of Steel nominee Jason Fox Bailey, his best friend, horrible wreck yesterday.
Oh.
Prayers for his family, Swamp.
Sorry
Thank
to
you.
Hear that.
That's
yeah. I can imagine Swamp. Well,
terrible.
And again, Jameson Bailey. Appreciate you letting us know, my man. No Bill Parcells.
No.
Wayne Fonts.
No.
Wayne Fonts from the Lions. No.
Wayne Fonts.
No.
Sorry.
F O N T E.
No Holmgren.
No.
I think we said Holmgren like six times.
Did we?
Yes. Right. No.
That's a good one.
I guessed Gruden during the commercial break. I thought I had something.
You guessed incorrect.
But Gruden and I was incorrect.
But 2006 is when he stopped coaching.
Coaching. All right.
84-06.
Matt Flores.
Okay. All right. Continue thinking.
I can't wait to give you the answer.
I know. I don't even want it.
Oh, you're getting
it. I don't want to know it. CFB, we told you yesterday about a meeting between the athletic directors of the Big Ten and SEC in New Orleans, in which they agreed that the way teams are seeded in the 12-team playoff should change this fall.
You think?
Yeah. Petiti said, the Big Ten commissioner, said we're in favor of going for a straight seeding where there's no difference between rankings and seeding like we had.
As it should be.
Right.
Right.
I'm the four seed, but I'm the 12th ranked team.
And I get a bye.
No.
Yeah. I'm like, what?
No.
Suggesting.
What world did that make sense?
A 14-team playoff.
Yeah.
Featuring four automatic bids for SEC and Big Ten, and then two for the Big 12 and the ACC, which may not be the ACC very much longer.
Yeah.
We're hearing.
Well, I'm pretty sure that isn't there a clause in the contract, or not a clause, but basically in the contract is by 2027, like the SEC and the Big Ten have like all the say in what's going into the playoff.
I don't think all of that is settled yet.
Okay, but Big Ten and SEC eventually will.
Big Ten and SEC,
they are the big boys.
Wherever Big Ten and SEC go is where everybody else is going to have to go.
We want
follow the money,
or they'll just go play their own. They'll just go make their own sandbox.
SEC
and, play that
and Big Ten, I believe, distributed to their teams roughly $60 million each.
Hmm.
And the ACC maybe 40, 45.
The new TV contract this year, I think it's supposed to be 58.
Okay.
I think it's 58.
You're trying to catch up.
But that kind of varies because it depends on how many teams, you know, all that bowl money, all that playoff money, all the March Madness money, all that gets pulled in. You get a little bit more if you win or go, but then everybody gets a share. That's the way the SEC contract's written. So, you know, if you don't even go to a bowl game, you're still going to get bowl money because other teams did. So it's kind of the rising tide lifts all boats theory.
Yeah,
and it filters to other sports. And you look at SEC and you say, well, you know, obviously softball is really good, but the other sports are all like rising tide. I mean, it's all the other sports are getting better. You know, when I was there last year, 2019, I had a conversation with an ACC school coach, unnamed school. And our budget was three times their budget, just because we're SEC and not ACC. It's different because it filters down to other sports, and that's why SEC is becoming so good throughout all the sports is the money.
Right, and that's why it's so important. I mean, how can those mid-majors compete? How can they?
You can't.
That's why it's so exciting for like Southern Miss fans with that win the other night against Mississippi State. That was a huge deal. I mean, their baseball program is always legit.
Southern Miss's baseball program is really
totally
good.
Totally legit.
Right, we have a discrepancy in the answer to our trivia question today.
We got controversy brewing.
I love it.
Are the screws tightening? It's getting a little tense.
Mr. West says Bill Parcells is the answer. Can you name the team? David is disagreeing.
I am
Marty.
I'm on
Schottenheimer. Schottenheimer.
Is it really? Marty Schottenheimer?
Cleveland Browns, Kansas City Chiefs, Washington Redskins, San Diego Chargers.
Wow, Schottenheimer.
I forgot about him.
Schottenheimer. Yep.
He owes me money.
Schottenheimer.
Parcells, the Giants, Jets, the Patriots, and Cowboys. So maybe there's two.
Maybe there is two.
Yeah.
Is Schottenheimer, is that his son that's got the... Isn't there Schottenheimer that got the Cowboys job?
Yes, there is.
Brian Schottenheimer.
Yes, there it is.
Yes, there you go.
Yes, from the birthplace of basketball.
Parcells did it four times as well. Giants, Patriots, Jets, and Cowboys. Parcells did it four times.
But wow. How about that?
Schottenheimer is listed as four, and I mean, it's on the internet, so it must be true.
It must be.
Wow.
Browns, 84-88. Chiefs, 89-98. Redskins, 2000. Chargers, 2002-2006. Went 13 times.
Wow, how about that?
Mr. West may cut my tires.
Marty?
Well, now I'm looking. Pete Carroll did it four times.
Pete Carroll?
Carroll with?
It says with four teams.
Okay. Well, he wasn't the head coach.
Yeah, see, that's where it gets the because that's why I asked if his because some of them you're as an assistant. That's why I was asking earlier.
I want to get. I want to circle back if we can to the expansion of the playoffs and that.
Yeah,
we've already seen the deterioration of college bowl games.
Yes,
and the system just in general. If you're not in the playoff, what are we doing here?
Yeah, you got like a half of a roster.
I think we're seeing these things become extinct.
That would be.
And we are talking about about a lot of money.
Yeah,
we're talking about coaches' bonuses, influence in certain communities, their economic impact there.
Yes, significant. Right?
But the games are meaningless, and I'm just wondering if this coming season and when they do eventually expand, and they will.
Yes.
What is going to happen to these bowl games?
Some of your lower tier bowls are going to have to go away.
Out of the 64 they have,
yeah. I mean your big boys will stay.
Don't tell me the Snoop Dogg Bowl's going
away. It's going away. The Mayo Bowl might go away. Something in that level. I think.
And we really had some
your
decent
Liberties and Music Cities.
We had some decent bowl games this past season.
What are we supposed to do?
Your Liberties and Music Cities will probably survive. That stratosphere will probably survive.
It's gone. Yes. It's gone.
But there's some of these just, you know, I hope the Pop-Tarts Bowl stays.
I like the Pop-Tart Bowl. Yeah, I agree.
I would go to the Pop-Tart Bowl.
Hey, Craig, a little side note on my hole-in-ones.
Okay.
We're coming back to that now,
From my mother.
He can't quit talking about it.
I'm sorry.
Congratulations.
From my mother, a side note, because she's listening to the show right now in Georgia.
Hey, Mom.
Both of my hole-in-ones were when I was playing with my father.
Ah.
Now that makes it even
better.
And
I only play with him.
Cool.
I only
that is beyond
with him
cool.
Two or three times a year, so both of mine were with him.
Oh,
so.
Very cool.
What does that say?
I'd play with my dad more if I were you than
putting on the extra focus and effort with dad.
That's right.
It's a competitive match with dad.
I take it easy on you guys.
Right.
Or you just want to make your dad proud.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what better feeling as a son to make your dad proud.
And then make him buy the round when you get back.
All right. A note here
from one of our
listeners says DraftKings won't let that happen on bowls. Yeah, yeah. You're probably right.
That's a good point.
Yeah. ESPN makes a killing.
It's unbelievable.
ESPN makes money. The online betting market is, as you said, DraftKings is not going to let that happen.
The only people watching are the respective teams' fan bases.
I think
in a lot of cases. Yeah,
yeah. I just wonder about the economic viability of some of these. You saw some of these bowl games where it was just massive amounts of empty seats.
Yes.
And how are the, you know, at some point the sponsor is going to go, I'm not paying for this.
Mm-mm.
I'm not paying what you want me to pay for this.
Right.
And that's where
it
starts to fall apart a little bit.
And then if the marquee names aren't playing, then that kind of takes a little shine off of it as well.
The opt-outs will also be a big killer.
Yep.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what becomes of college football. I think it's going to be an ever-changing thing, guys.
But on the opposite side of that, you know, the NIT has somehow managed to survive in college basketball. And how many teams are now playing in the postseason or possibly playing?
How and why has the NIT survived?
And I like Chris Beard's approach to that. We're not going to the NIT. If we don't make the NCAA, we're not playing.
You don't see a lot of NIT banners in rafters anyway.
No.
Interesting. All right, let's go to golf.
Let's go.
Today, in just a little while.
Stand by and cue Drew.
The Mexico Open. Vedanta. Vallarta.
Is it still called the Mexico Open?
No, it's
been renamed.
Yeah, it has been renamed. $7 million purse. Jake Knapp, the defending champion. And we do have Ramey and Buckley in the field. Chad at 12-10. Hayden Buckley goes off at 2, but not exactly a star-studded field, my friends.
Well, this is one of the events that's just like it's the lower-class event. Mexico Open
it's the NIT of golf.
It's the NIT. but, you know, I mean, there's still money in it. It's just so much money in the other one. So
and points.
Yeah, and points and, yeah, standings and all that. So it's a big one for Ramey and Buck. Davis Riley's in it, another Mississippi guy. He's T9 right now. Good for him. But some lower names are in the field. And, you know, Jake Knapp, that's where he got his name last year. So, I mean, if you can win that, and obviously he is a smooth swing, the Jake Knapper. But that's where you get your name, is the lower fields. That's how you get in the Masters. So a big win could go a long ways for these players at the Mexico.
Total purse is $7 million. What does the winner get?
It's probably going to be like 1.2. Wow.
Not a bad paycheck.
No. No, but
I go play golf in Mexico.
Ober took home four last weekend.
Exactly. Yeah. And I've been to Puerto Vallarta. Beautiful place.
Beautiful. Wasn't that a stop on the Love Boat? Didn't the Love Boat, you weren't born yet.
I don't know.
That was one of the things that the Love Boat went to Puerto Vallarta.
That's the one where Gopher fell off the boat.
Gopher.
But Captain Steubing had to say it.
Talk to your folks about that. They'll remember watching that.
The best street tacos I've ever had in my life is Puerto Vallarta.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Thank you.
If you want street tacos.
Coverage we
chase
long.
Some rabbits with the best of us.
I believe NBC is carrying the coverage there. Okay. I'd be interested to see how Ramey and Buck played after a couple of weeks off.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You know it's going to be warm.
And I tell you, this is a beautiful place, this Vedada.
It is, yeah.
It is.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's really, really
gorgeous.
Good.
All right, let's get to our history notes from today. We'll jump in the time machine, put her in reverse, and go back to the year.
1929, the Boston Red Sox announced they would play Sunday Major League Baseball games at Braves Field because Fenway Park is located too close to a church.
Can't you imagine that? a good home run right during communion?
Times have changed.
They didn't want baseball fans around their churchgoers. That would have been a bad mix, I imagine.
1953, August A. Bush buys the St. Louis Cardinals for $3.75 million.
Bush
pledges not to move the team from St. Louis, Missouri.
He's held on to that promise.
He sure has.
That's what a Budweiser guy does, my friend.
Right.
My word. It's my bond.
Second, yes. Bush Stadium later. They're still in St. Louis.
Yeah, they are.
1953, the U.S. Court of Appeals rules that organized baseball is a sport and not a business. As we go forward to 2025, we can maybe flip that around again. It is a big-time business.
Yes.
Everything's a business. Just ask college athletics.
Here's one.
1977, before I was born, the 19th Daytona 500, Cale Yarborough wins the second great American race. Janet Guthrie, first female NASCAR Cup driver, series driver, finishes 12th.
Janet Guthrie.
What did Janet get?
She's raced in a couple Indy 500s.
Did she do drag racing, too?
I think she did.
I think she did drag racing, too.
Drag, stock, whatever.
Drag.
1993, the Florida Marlins, or as Will Colmeyer coins them, the Fighting Fish.
Oh, I did use
that. Use that. Opened their first spring training camp. They won the World Series 4 years later in 1997.
That's incredible.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that's the quickest a franchise has ever attained the World Championship.
Totally.
I remember making a big deal of it. Wasn't Jim Leland the manager of that?
I remember Craig Council has scored the winning run.
Fighting Fish.
And his high bat. They have a Lou on that team? And they cut away to Leland in the dugout. He'd be smoking a cig.
That's totally Jim Leland. When I think of Jim Leland, I do think of the cig.
Right?
The pride of Perrysburg, Ohio.
Is that where he's from?
Yeah.
The birthplace of Jim Leland.
Jim Leland. Yes. Perrysburg.
Yeah. All right, let's go back to our... What do you guys think about the hockey game tonight? You going to watch? I am.
Huge fan.
It'll be good.
USA versus Canada. Been a lot of talk in the news about these two countries. And the U.S. beat Canada in a wild game. In the first 9 seconds of this first matchup...
I guess they stopped the clock.
There were three fights.
Awesome.
That's what we want.
It is a big deal for a lot of folks.
You watch NASCAR for the crash. You watch hockey for the fight.
Exactly.
And, it's such a contrast from the NBA All-Star game, right? You have a player, LeBron James, who decides not to play because he probably thinks he's too good for playing against the rookies or whatever. And, I'm hurt or whatever. And NHL's like, no, we don't care. We're going to fight. And that's why people need to start watching more hockey.
I tell you what, the lobby was full. Last weekend I was down in Ruston. I was calling a Jack State and Louisiana Tech basketball, men's basketball. But the main Black Bears baseball team was playing La Tech. And you talk about a big deal. The entire baseball.
I bet Maine was into that.
Oh, my gosh. And there was one guy on the team from Canada. And so he's over in one corner cheering for the Canadians. And all the other ones are Americans. And they are just going back and forth. It was a big
deal. Why is it that other sports, like someone pushes someone else and he gets kicked out of the game? In hockey, it's like, why aren't you pushing harder?
It's encouraged. Yeah. Right? Throw some hands.
That's right.
Like nobody ever gets hurt in those fights.
Push them against the glass.
They
got so much gear on.
I bet Moose though hurt some people. Yeah.
The enforcer.
Felt it the next day for sure.
And that's why he was so special, because he had that skill set. He could score. He could, get a hat trick, and he could tear somebody up
This tonight may be the most viewed, as far as television ratings, hockey event of all time. USA versus Canada.
Wow. Well, there's a lot of hype from that last game.
Stars on both teams.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
the political contrast between Canada and USA right now.
Oh, yeah.
Our 51st state.
Now, if you didn't know, Connor McDavid was, I believe, the first pick in 2016, whatever, now known as the number one player in the world for the United States captain.
He can score.
Against the following year, another number one overall draft pick, Austin Simmons.
Is that the guy? Quarterback for Ole Miss?
Yeah, quarterback also plays. plays hockey.
He's moonlighting. Austin
plays
Matthews,
baseball. He plays hockey. And he plays football.
Here's something. You know why Canadians hate us
on Pearl Harbor Day,
among other reasons? When's the last time a Canadian team won the Stanley Cup? This is their sport.
Yes, it's been a long time. Decades.
1990.
Would that be Wayne Gretzky?
Edmonton Oilers, I believe.
I bet Gretzky was probably on that team.
Yeah, probably. So, no wonder. Their sport. That's their country's.
You think they would dominate.
Yep.
Well, it's not like, you know.
Now,
look at the USA teams, and they have a lot of Canadians.
The Florida Panthers won it last year. Right. Full of Canadians.
Yes. Right, they're all Canucks.
And guys from Finland and Sweden these other countries that participated in the face-off. But it's going to be good tonight. I'm going
to
watch it.
Speaking of cold weather, Drew, would you like to talk about your skiing event yesterday?
Yeah, I'm not much of a...
Speaking of success.
I'm not much of a snowboarder, per se, and I never was like a one-board kind of guy. I'm more of a two-ski kind of guy, and yesterday gave it a try, and I had a little wipeout.
You had more than one.
Multiple.
Yeah. I was worried about you.
Yeah.
I was
broken
thinking,
hip or something.
How can a guy so good at golf have such terrible balance?
Oh, thanks.
you couldn't stand up on it.
You didn't mess the course up, did you?
No, I didn't. But I want to try that again. And now that everybody's been ripping on me, I think I can do it.
I think you go in a little training, do a little training like you do when you climb these mountains.
That's right.
Yeah.
A little train.
Yep.
All right. Tomorrow on the program, we will welcome back our Friday co-host, Brian Rigby, fresh off his Daytona trip.
Yeah.
And we'll have Coach Ty Harden of the 7A champ Tupelo Golden Wave in. Find out what's going on with Coach, and of course, we will be at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Big time Friday, my friend.
Yes,
I'm looking forward to it. I missed the last 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Yes. Oh my! I've never missed two in a row.
Everybody's. Where's Will? Where's Will?
Where's Will? Where's
Will
Waldo? No. Where's Will?
Yep. And we look forward to having our friends out there. Our usual suspects. You come out, see us 11 o'clock, Tupelo Commons Friday, which is tomorrow. Have a glorious rest of your Thursday, guys.
Bye.
See ya.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Find your new ride at Kia Macomb's all-new location at the corner of I-55 and Highway 98. Come find out why Macomb loves Kia Macomb at the corner of I-55 and Highway 98. Right on the corner, right on the price.